Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming in. This won't take long. Because we have quite a few new staff members, we thought it would be helpful to call you all in while the shop's closed to give you a short tour. After the tour, we'll introduce you to some of the book promotions we have this month. Have you all got a copy of the map? Okay, let's move to the store entrance. I can point out each section to you quite easily from there. There are the two cashiers straight ahead. And on our right, close to the wall, is a large area divided into sections. To attract students from the art college nearby, we decided to have books on art at the front of this section, and we're planning to include more texts from the prescribed book lists of local colleges in future. In the middle of this large section is the home section. The books here range from design to renovation. And at the back of this section, we have a small selection of gardening books. As this is a new section for us, at first we thought we'd locate it on its own, on the other side of the cashiers. But we ultimately decided to have it at the back there, and it's well signposted. Straight ahead, and directly behind the cashiers, there's the magazine and newspaper stand, which is closest to us. Behind this, you can see two sections side by side, history on one side and biographies on the other. In our other stores, these sections are usually located at the very back. But sales haven't been great, so to try to attract more interest, we decided to make them more visible. Also, within this central area, just behind biographies, we've placed our two fiction sections. The children's section is the larger area over on the right, and the adult section, the smaller one, on the left. You'll see over in the far left-hand corner of the store, we have our coffee shop, which has become very popular. Behind this, running right along the back of the store, we've introduced a reading area. We've added chairs and cushions to create a cozy atmosphere. And as you move around the store later, you'll see this comfortable seating idea in other parts of the shop. And finally, immediately to the left of the entrance, you'll see self-help books. These are here because we currently have a number of special offers connected with these topics. When the specials are finished, we'll relocate this section to behind the coffee shop. Okay, I think that's it. I'll let you have a browse around in a minute.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20 on page 4. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Next, I'd like to quickly introduce you to some of the new books we have in stock. Firstly, Elizabeth Honey's written a new book called Penny Pinchers. It's a wonderful story set in early Australia, and I thoroughly recommend it. It includes some beautiful drawings based on the artwork of the era. Next, is The Running Boy. It's about a boy who gets himself into some difficult situations at school. I think Simon Darling, the writer, has done a fantastic job in his debut book. He's currently working on his second novel, a crime story aimed at the adult market. I'm sure that will definitely be worth waiting for. The next book I have here is The Hidden Code, which won several prizes at the last book convention. Marketed as a book for older children, it deals with realistic problems faced by young people today. Basically, it's a work of fiction. It's something that should also be read by every parent, not just the younger members of the family. And finally, my personal favourite, The Orange Moon. This is the final book in a set of novels about the lives of a fictional group of friends living in outback Australia. I hear this is being adapted to a movie suitable for the whole family, which I'm sure will be very popular.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3 on page 5.